It should be noted that this show is not a guidebook to how to commit murders, although inevitably I'm sure it probably is for some. This is a disturbing tale out of South Korea. Someone who was very into true crime to the point of deciding, you know what, I think I want to try this out myself. Almost kind of like what I somewhat theorized on the Brian Koberger case.
Where I was just going to say, it sounds an awful lot like that, doesn't it?
It does. Jung Yu Jung, a 23-year-old woman, has been indicted on murder charges following a horrific incident that reportedly arose from her obsession with true crime. As local media outlets relay the unfolding narrative, we're going to delve into the macabre details of this case and explore what exactly led this young woman down such a dark path. Young's indictment came on the heels of her own family urging her to be truthful about the circumstances surrounding the death of her tutor, a young woman whose identity remains undisclosed. The crime appears to have been driven by a morbid curiosity. Jung had developed an obsession with murder, fueled by true crime TV programs and books.
It doesn't mention podcasts, so maybe you're off the hook.
It does not. It does not mention podcasts, but it was fueled by that stuff. I would imagine podcasts might be in there, although this is in Japan, so I don't know, unless they are listening to English podcasts. They may be. I don't know. Went out in a very, very bizarre way. Jung had developed that obsession, took that sinister turn when she decided to act on the curiosity, leading her to carry out the premeditated murder. The police spokesperson offered a grim account of the situation, stating that Jung seemed remorseful for her actions, but revealed that her disturbing curiosity had prompted her to commit the crime. Consequently, the authorities are conducting psychiatric evaluations to discern whether she exhibits psychopathic traits. Twist in the plot that Jung had orchestrated began with an innocent request. She contacted the victim, a female university student offering freelance tutoring services via an online platform. Jung requested English lessons for her supposed child, setting the stage for her cruel intentions. To maintain her deceptive facade, Jung purchased a school uniform, disguising herself as a student for her visit to the tutor's home. In an unsuspecting environment, Jung committed the horrifying act. Jung allegedly stabbed the tutor to death and then dismembered her body in a gruesome display of violence. What's up with all that? We're just going to cut everybody up. I don't know what, why. Security footage would later show Jung bringing a suitcase to the tutor's residence. It was a suitcase that she reportedly used to transport and dispose of the body parts of the victim's body. Furthermore, she allegedly donned the victim's clothing after her own were stained in blood. You know, you can get big suitcases. If this is all about to get it on the carry-on size, you can. There are large pieces of luggage that can fit bodies, okay? Trust me, I've moved a couple. It works. In her, I'm kidding, no. But I guess, like, you're cutting it to fit this to size, I guess. But I let's get a bigger suitcase. Plus,
this is really involved. I mean, you could just find a stranger to kill if that's what you wanted to do. She really went to a lot of trouble to make this happen.
Yeah, without a doubt. Her alleged bid to outsmart authorities and make it seem as though the tutor had vanished, Jung took possession of the victim's personal effects. These included the tutor's mobile phone, ID card, and wallet. She transported the suitcase containing the remains to a secluded forested area near a river, intending to discard them. However, the plan was not foolproof. The taxi driver who transported her became suspicious and reported her to the police. Yeah, because you may have a decaying body in a suitcase that smells. Upon further investigation, law enforcement officials found additional body parts in garbage bags at Jung's residence. Disturbing detail that emerged was Jung's demeanor throughout the proceedings. Forensic psychology professor, someone I can't say, observed that Jung seemed eerily calm after allegedly committing such a brutal act. He noted this lack of panic was unusual, even for those who commit violent crimes.
Yeah.
When questioned about her actions, she simply stated, "I think I was out of my mind." You think you were out of your mind? Yeah.
Wow.
Just a little bit out of your mind. This is, you know, you get into anything too much unhealthily, you know, it can lead to, you know, bad things. You watch a little bit too much Food Network at night, you may go snack a little bit more than you otherwise would. I don't know that it's very common, though, that you watch a lot of true crime that you go and become an actual murderer. I think a lot of times people are more interested in becoming detectives than a murderer because of all the sleuths out there that are trying to solve half of these things.
You know, that's the thing, like with social media and how prolific, you know, cable, and we've got so much media at our fingertips that you can pretty much become an expert in anything you want to do. Like you said, the Food Network, I'm sure a lot of people have been inspired to become chefs. Sure. And have actually become quite amazingly good at it. But here's the dark side of having all of this media at your fingertips. You could become one of these people.
That's true. But I think you kind of have to have the right balance, though, I think, for that to actually take place. I think just the right, you know, wrongness, the right, I don't know, personality disorder or something that would allow someone to go that far. And it makes me wonder, you know, if this person, you know, did this now, what if they weren't watching the true crime stuff? Would it happen at some other point where they were frustrated because they're missing something in them that tells them, no, you can't just go kill somebody, or you can't kill anybody that you're upset with, or whatnot?
I think she was headed down this path anyway. Yeah. I think she just found a faster way to get there. Something. I think we would have been reading about her 10 years down the road. Mm-hmm. She would have figured something out, but she put this plan together. Something helped her to get this plan put together. And I would imagine it's all of these shows that she's been watching. She must have pieced a few things together and put together her own puzzle.
The wrong information in the wrong hands can lead to very wrong actions, I guess. And I think we saw it proof. To a very big extreme in this case.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts, and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.